Good morning. This is Michelle and Hannah with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, 9 fire and emergency service crews responded to a fire which engulfed a boarding home in Dutton Park at around 3 p.m. yesterday afternoon. According to Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, all residents have been evacuated from the property. A police spokesman says one woman was taken to the hospital due to smoke inhalation. Firefighters are working to determine the cause of the fire.
Brisbane Airport has announced a series of new international flight routes will be introduced over the coming months. According to Ryan Both, Executive General Manager of Aviation at Brisbane Airport, the new flights will boost Queensland's tourism economy. With the introduction of the new routes, Southeast Queenslanders will now be able to fly to 29 international destinations from Brisbane Airport.
In national news, last night in Western Sydney, Cumberland City Council overturned a controversial ban on same-sex parenting books in libraries, which was only enacted a week prior. This ban reversal came following a protest rally and heavy backlash, including a warning from the New South Wales government stating that Cumberland risked losing library funding. After receiving some complaints on certain books, the City Council had voted 5-6 to enact the ban on May 1st. Last night, with more councillors present, the ban was revoked with a 13-2 vote.
Western Australia Senator Fatima Payman accused Israel of genocide in Gaza in significant rupture with Labour Party position. Payman has called on the Prime Minister and fellow parliamentarians to join her in a call for freedom from occupation, violence and inequality. Anthony Albanese has avoided directly rebuking Payman, saying that all lives matter, whether they be Israeli or Palestinian. Payman has called out leaders for what she says are performative gestures defending the oppressor's right to oppress.
In international news, Slovakia's Prime Minister Robert Fico was shot multiple times in what is thought to be a politically motivated attack. The Prime Minister has just finished undergoing surgery where he is no longer in life-threatening condition. The suspect of the attack, according to local media reports, was a 71-year-old man who was a former security guard at a shopping mall. Sutash Estok described the incident as the saddest moment in the 31 years of history of Slovakia, saying that an attack on the Prime Minister is an attack on democracy.
For your weather, showers are forecast for Brisbane this morning, becoming less likely into the afternoon and evening. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 5. That's all for your 8 a.m. news. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.